Geoscience Australia has detected four very small aftershocks following Saturday's 5.6 magnitude earthquake. They're collecting the data using special temporary seismic detectors, which have been deployed across several regions that were rattled by the quake, including the Sunshine Coast. The data and recordings collected by the detectors will give Geoscience Australia the information to accurately dictate the fault which ruptured and its orientation for the future. Our mayor says there will be immediate action and a long-term plan established to tackle homelessness in Nambour. The Homelessness Response Forum this week brought together state and local MPs, councillors, government organisations and police to identify the best way forward to help those experiencing homelessness and sleeping rough in public spaces.
We know that the state is ramping up the outreach efforts in Nambour, so that's going to be happening immediately. And then the funding for some of those other services hopefully will be not very far. And then what we're also doing urgently is a working group involving our community groups and our people with the experience of living with homelessness coming together with us to find those urgent solutions.
Rosanna Natoli there. People with an intellectual disability will have the chance to organise and staff a professional golf tournament right here on the coast. The PGA Australia Adidas Pro-Am Series will be held on December 4 at the Glenview Par 3 course. It'll see people with intellectual disabilities take on roles to plan, promote, prepare and support the event. Golf Programs Australia Incorporated Secretary Michelle Dalton says having such a strong endorsement from the PGA is super exciting.
Means the world to them. Like now we're starting to get them to choose who they want to be. So first for our guys, they get interviewed to see are they going to be as the organizer, can they be involved pre-event, and then they have to choose who can be available on a Thursday, and then they have to make sure that they know their job on the day.
Also briefly, take care and drive to the conditions with slippery roads across the coast thanks to this rain. Last night, emergency services responded to a two-vehicle crash at Flintwood Crescent at Palmview. Two stable male patients were transported to hospital, one with chest injuries. And kids with autism or developmental delay will be taken off the NDIS from 2027 with the federal government to launch a new program. The health minister is due to make the announcement today that'll see children with mild disabilities diverted to the Thriving Kids program from July next year.